The Tiger in the Well by Philip Pullman. Read by Anton Lesser. Chapter 1. The Process Server. One sunny morning in the autumn of 1881, Sally Lockhart stood in the garden and watched her little daughter play and thought that things were good. She was wrong, but she wouldn't know how or why she was wrong for 20 minutes yet. The man who would show her was still finding his way to the house. For the moment, she was happy, which was delightful, and she knew she was, which was rare. She was usually too busy to notice. She was happy for one thing about her home. It was a large place in Twickenham called Orchard House, a Regency building, open and airy, with iron balconies and a glass-roofed veranda facing the garden. The garden itself, enclosed by a mellow brick wall, consisted of a wide, sunny lawn with some flower beds and a vine and a fig tree against the wall on one side, and the group of old apple and plum trees at the bottom, which gave the house its name. Against the wall on the side opposite the fig tree, a curious structure had been built, glass-roofed, like the veranda, but open all the way along, and containing what looked like the track for a large model railway, supported on trestles about 3 feet high. It had been built to shelter some experiments in the photography of motion, and there was more work to do on it, but it would wait until her friends came back. Her friends. She was happy in her friends. Webster Garland, 65, a photographer, and her partner in Garland and Lockhart, the firm that joined their names, and Jim Taylor, at 20, 2 or 3 years younger than herself, were all she had for a family. They shared.